The resign of the former Prime Minister and the appointment of the new Prime Minister are a sign of good democratic practices in Mauritania. However, it's worth to remember that constitutionally, the appointment of the Prime Minister is the competence, full competence of the President of the Republic. Some political analysts don't exclude the bridge between the resign of the former Prime Minister and the Parliamentary Inquiry Commission, in which some former ministers are cited in this report. The new Prime Minister, Mohamed Ould Bilal, is a brilliant engineer who are an excellent CV and strong experiences in the public administration. All the Mauritanian public opinion are waiting for the list of the new cabinet, and they have strong hope that the new government will be a government of full and high competencies.
Ambassador Mokhtar, does that mean that the former Prime Minister did not meet the aspirations of the people of Mauritania?
The Parliamentary Inquiry Commission were about the management of the government, the former regime of the former President of the Republic, Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz. But some ministers of the government of Ould Badda Ould Cheikh Sidiya, who resigned today, were also ministers under Ould Abdel Aziz. In addition to that, the appointment of the new cabinet can be read that the President Mohamed Ghazouani what a new governmental team in order to accelerate the execution of his program, in particular his program in struggle against inequalities, disparities and others.
What do you say to those who are criticizing the president that promises he made, including improving their living conditions, have yet to be kept? Do you think their concerns are justified?
We made in Mauritania a few days ago the annual assessment of the first year of President Ghazouani, of Ghazouani presidency. I can confirm you that majorities and opposition and independent personalities are agree that the first year of Ghazouani presidency was a success. Was success in political level by calming down the political sphere. We can cite regular dialogue with the leader of the opposition, regular consultations with the historical leaders of opposition, Ahmed Ould Dada, Masoud Ould Belkhair, Biram Ould Dabeida, and others. Was also, the first year of Ghazouani presidency was also success in social level and struggle against inequalities. We can give an example by the operationalization of delegation to Azur, which has a mission to eradicate the inequalities, disparities between people and between communities. And this delegation was funded by 43 billions of Ouya, Mauritanian money.
What do you think are the expectations of the people in Mauritania regarding the new government following the appointment of the new prime minister?
The expectations of Mauritanian people from the new government or new cabinet are many, many. I can cite as examples three. One, reinforce the calming down of political sphere by concrete acts as appointment of the public administration of the militant of opposition, organization of political dialogue between the political actors. And two, accelerate the execution of social programs and policies in order to correct some disparities between some communities, some regions. Three, continue the policy of clean hands and tolerance zero regarding corruption.